on radio, online and on mobile. This is Sports World on the BBC World Service.
Lydia Lisicilla is aiming to become Australia's first dual Winter Olympic gold medalist. In 2010, she became a household name when she claimed gold in the aerials at the Vancouver Winter Olympics in Canada. Her event involves throwing herself high into the air, spinning, somersaulting, and then, of course, landing in a split second, which can make or break 4 years' worth of preparation. Lisicilla has had many challenges in her life since winning gold in Vancouver, amongst them knee surgery and the birth of her first child.
Well, I guess after winning in Vancouver, I just had that, and especially after receiving my gold medal, I looked at it and I stared at it and I thought, well, you know, is this it? And I realised really quickly that there were things that I still wanted to achieve in this sport, and I wanted to still push myself, you know, a little further and see how far I could go, and that's still what motivates me to continue now.
The event that you do, the women's aerials, it's a pretty terrifying thing, certainly to watch. I mean, to hurl yourself up in the air like that, even for you, I guess, it must be quite scary.
Yeah, look, it is every day. it's challenging, and that's probably also what I love about it. It really tests, you know, my wits and nerves every single day, and I guess the what gets you coming back is the feeling afterwards, is that feeling of conquering those fears and the feeling of being, you know, exhilarated and achieving something that, you know, looks and seems impossible.
Where do you actually practice then? Because I would imagine that Australia maybe isn't the perfect place. I mean, it's not exactly packed with snow-covered hills.
No, it's not packed with snow. I mean, we do have mountains that we can train at, but most of our training is done either in North America or in Europe. So we've spent a lot of time this year in Switzerland and in Finland. So it's about 9-10 months on the road for our team, which is quite a long time, but it's what we need to do at this stage to be able to compete with the rest of the world and stay competitive.
Does that make it harder for you, do you think, than maybe some of the other top athletes in your discipline around the world?
Yes, definitely. It's a challenge, you know. A lot of the other athletes get to train and live in their own hometowns or close to their family and friends, but we don't have that kind of luxury, and we're away all the time. And especially I think it's more difficult for me now because I have a family, you know, I have a little boy and my husband, obviously, that we have to try and juggle and juggle the logistics and make sure that we're all still spending, you know, quality time together and that I can also still focus on my training. So it's a really big challenge. And, you know, I'm working constantly to try and build facilities in Australia just to make our lives a little bit easier.
Yeah, you mentioned about having a family there. I mean, I'm sure all athletes go through different challenges in any four-year cycle between Olympic Games, but becoming a mum, I mean, that must be right up there. How do you do that balancing act?
Well, it's a wonderful challenge. I mean, I've had some other challenges like recovering from a knee reconstruction or things like that, and I can tell you now that, you know, being a mum and having a child is a much better challenge and a much easier one to recover from and deal with day to day. So, you know, it's been interesting. I mean, I've been able to really just keep, you know, family life and training life quite compartmentalized, and that helps me just, you know, stay focused on one thing at a time. It's quite challenging logistically, like to travel with my son and have him with me, and also trying to have my husband around as well. So sometimes I call on my mother or mother-in-law to come and travel with me and help look after Kai. So we're working it out, and I think we've done a great job over the last, you know, couple of years just managing that and juggling it, and I've been still be able to, you know, focus my training and competition. So far, so good.
There's another thing on your calendar as well, of course, which is a businesswoman, I suppose. I mean, you've written an autobiography, you've won an award which recognised your ability to inspire people. Do you see yourself as a role model for other women, or would you like to be a role model for other women?
Oh, I'd love to be, you know, and I'd love to be able to share my story with other women and inspire them to just go after what they think they can't anymore in life, or, you know, just because you are a mum, you can't, you know, there's a kind of a misconception that you can't do everything, you know, and you can juggle things and you can make it work and you can still achieve your dreams. And I hope, you know, by sharing my story and by living my dream, that I inspire others to just want to do the same and go after it as well.
On radio, online and on mobile, this is Sports World on the BBC World Service.